All right, if you'd like to qualify for a staycation for four, yeah, nice little condo there at Silver Mountain. You can sleep four there, four lift tickets. You're going to get yourself, you know, four water park passes, two-night stay. You want to qualify for that staycation? 509-441-0999. Caller 7 right now.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Barbie Pink Super Yacht sells for $5.8 million. Ken not included.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
We qualify folks for the staycation at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4. So if you miss it this time, check it out coming up in a couple hours.
All right, every time you talk about the staycation and you talk about the condo, sleeps four, and it's like, man, I've been there many, many times and stayed there, you know, many times, and I love it. And I instantly picture the room. Like, I know the entire, it's just, they're so nice. And here's the thing I like about it. They have the warm where you can go in and do the, you know, splashing around in the water park.
Absolutely.
Have all that fun. Or if you want to go up and try the mountain, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
Sure. You could, the gondola rides included,
I'd ride the
so you
gondola.
Could do that.
Yeah, I'd ride the gondola up, but I'd maybe hang out at the lodge up there or
you
whatever
could do
it
that.
Is.
Sure.
Yeah. And then come back down. Be like, see, I did go up there. okay, let's say you have a big test coming up or maybe a task at work where you want to be your absolute best.
Okay.
A new study has found that people perform better on cognitive tests and tasks when they have pooped just beforehand.
Okay, what are we doing?
I'm trying to help people. Researchers recommend doing a number two about 60 to 90 minutes before the big event or test. Now, some of this, you think, well, does it have to, how do you time that out? How do you, you know, some of it was laxative induced.
Oh, geez.
And those people still performed better.
What are we doing?
But the highest performances were from people who had a natural number two.
Mm.
The reason? Researchers believe the poo gives your body more energy to spend on cognitive and exercise intensity.
Hmm.
What do you think? Bosses, maybe you should encourage employees to hit the bathroom.
Like before a big meeting or something? Or
right. If you got something coming up, be like, hey, do you guys have to go potty?
It's like when you're leaving on a long trip.
Everybody, no, no, no. And then right before the test, I'm
going to
go to the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom, no.
Gosh dang it. I asked you 90 minutes ago when it mattered and it would have helped you.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain companies that have like little pump up things before a meeting or whatever.
I'm sorry?
Little pump up things? What do you mean?
Like, you know, let's get pumped. Let's get excited.
I see.
Let's go. Other places might have this.
That would be interesting. Steve, have you ever worked at a... No, I'm not going to ask that. I was going to ask...
Yeah?
If you ever worked at a company that had like some sort of rule for meetings or anything different where they said, this is going to help you, you know, do better.
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
I feel like I have. I just can't think of anything specific.
Because I'm trying to, I mean, I know there's some companies that do the, you gotta stand for the entire meeting. There's no chairs. They're just like, let's get rid of the small talk, the wasting time.
Oh.
The way you do that is everyone has to stand instead of, you know, being able to sit and get comfortable.
Right.
And they claim that it works really well.
I mean, we did it for a while at one of our stations, Kim. We had announcer meetings. We stood.
But you were forced to?
I mean, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, I thought that was just because we didn't have chairs up there. I really did.
It wasn't up there. It was down there.
Down there. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was you're right. There, you're yeah. right. You're right. Does that make you feel cooler talking that way?
Down there?
Yeah. anyway, guys, consider it.
Okay.
You know, and it's not, everybody's like, oh, gross, poop. Listen, we all do it.
Well, okay.
Grow up. Like, you know, we all have to go. Fine. We all have to have a bowel movement.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound worse than poop?
It doesn't make it any better. No.
I've never really liked that. Like, you know, you'll go to the
dentist.
Last time I was in the hospital, they would be like,
I was going to say the doctor.
You go to the eye doctor, and the guy goes, hey, because your eyes are all.
The last time I was in the hospital, you know, they always come in, and then those nurses are very interested in.
Thorough.
How was your night? What was this? Blah, blah, blah. When was your last bowel movement? And I just always tell him, can you say poop?
Okay. You know.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Again, if it's, you know, you're going to travel, walk for a long distance, it's pouring rain. I get it. I understand the need for an umbrella.
Kevin James.
Yeah.
If you're walking 50 feet in a mist, I don't understand why you even went into the problem, you know. But they're kind of a pain.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin.
I do have to start with a quick thank you and a bro hug. Going out to the man who was one of my first inspirations.
Oh, no problem, buddy.
In football.
Oh. Wait, Jay, it still could be you.
Yeah.
He has a birthday today. The man I idolized back in the day, even though I didn't like his team or anything else. Howie Long. Happy birthday to Howie Long, Football Hall of Famer today. Turned 65 years old.
Dang, man.
Played 13 seasons, Pro Bowler many, many times. I just remember thinking Howie Long was the coolest. I was number 75 because of Howie Long.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to be like Howie Long. I wanted to look like Howie Long. I wanted my hair like Howie Long. And then I realized,
really?
Well, it doesn't look the same on my face.
Yeah.
Howie's a good-looking man.
For sure.
Yeah. Still a stud. Of course, you can see him on Fox Sports. He does all the stuff there. Both of his boys played in the NFL, so that was kind of cool. But happy birthday to Howie Long, and a thank you for inspiring me. One of the things he said that I always thought was cool was they were asking him how good it feels to sack a quarterback. And he said, you know, honestly, that's just kind of the necessary part at the end. He said, it's the chase for me. The getting there is what is so
sure, fun. Yeah.
Now, not when you miss, I'm sure.
But, well, that part's not great, but.
Yeah. Oh, Howie, thank you. You were my guy. Now we move on to this. For the last 33 years, Anna Osborne has eaten nothing but
peanut butter.
Okay. Good protein in there. Mm-hmm. That could happen. Steve, what do you think? She ate nothing else but one thing.
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Candy corn. That would be awesome. She would be the candy corn
queen.
That
would be great.
Can you imagine
that? No, but it'd still be great.
Yeah. Well.
Terrible, but fantastic.
How about?
Great for the purposes of a story.
Yeah.
Boys, how about this? She's had nothing but fruit.
I don't even know what that is.
Fruit?
No, butt fruit.
Why don't you scan it?
Doesn't have a barcode.
Scan it and tell me if there's anything bad in it. That's right, just fruit. She says she's the healthiest she's ever been. 58-year-old woman, originally from the UK, has lived in Australia since 2003 and is known as a bona fide raw fruitrician.
A what?
Fruitrician.
Oh.
Huh.
Fruiterician? I like fruitrician.
Fruiterician is hilarious.
Fruitarian.
Oh,
fruition.
Fruition is something different.
Yeah, she just consumes fruit. That's all you need to know. She started feeling pretty good about this diet in 1990.
Okay.
Did it a little bit, but then starting in 2023, she went all 2023. Starting 33 years ago.
Right.
That's when she went all in, said, "This is it. I gradually ate more fruit until I was 100% raw fruit diet." She says,
"She probably does really good on tests."
I would imagine she does, Jay. Now, one tip that she says, if you're going to try this, yeah. I'm sure you are.
Don't drive too far from home. What?
Yeah.
A typical day on her plate consists of a variety of fruit. It's all fresh fruit, a lot of locally grown stuff there in Australia. But she says, a key, stick to one type of fruit at each meal.
Oh, really?
You start mixing fruit, like, you know, if you decide
to have
kiwi
breakfast.
Yeah, if you decide to have kiwi with banana, with grapes.
I see.
She says that can be very rough on your digestive system.
Really?
As you were thinking.
So what's dessert?
Avocado.
Well, that's not a fruit, is it? Is avocado a fruit?
I mean, I think it is.
If only there was a way.
Well, it's not a vegetable.
Its seed is on the inside.
Yeah.
Avocados are considered fruits.
Fruits, okay. God, that's nice. See, that's what I'm thinking. That you can have
that really
avocado.
Expands it. Yeah, that expands it to different
and tomatoes.
Level.
Tomatoes are a fruit.
Yeah.
So you can have that. And what else isn't a cucumber a fruit?
Ooh.
Isn't that the thing that we always had
to
fight about? Slim and I used to fight about that all the time.
Bananas are fruit?
Well, yeah, bananas are fruit for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it doesn't feel like one, but, you know.
Yeah. This is odd. I've never knew this. Cucumbers are both a fruit and a vegetable.
Look at it go. Yeah, so
depending on the context.
She can eat those. She can eat them. That's helpful.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe this isn't so bad.
Mango Monday. Yeah. You know, and then you could do
Tomato Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, and then just do Taco Tuesday, Steve, right?
Hey, what are you having? I'm having a fruit taco. Really?
Yeah. Doggone it, I'm off track already.
Yeah, I'm having apricot and grape in my taco shell.
No, Tomato Tuesday, though. That doesn't
make
works.
Sense. That works, yeah, right.
What is Wednesday, then?
Watermelon Wednesday.
Watermelon, yeah.
Ooh, watermelon Wednesday.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, Toilet Thursday. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know if I could be amazing today.
Kevin James.
I'm too exhausted from being amazing yesterday.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
All right, it's beat the show time. Let's jump on the phone here. Good morning, Patty. Hello? Oh, hold on. Something happened to the button there. Patty?
Yeah,
I'm here. Whew, thank goodness. I almost hung up on you. That would have been terrible. I mean, I'm glad I didn't, at least not now. You haven't earned it yet.
Patty, when was the last time you got hung up on?
Mm.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay, it's been a while. That's good.
That's good then.
Yeah, that's good news.
That's a great thing, yeah. Yeah. Howard, are you a working human?
No, I'm retired. Well, I help and raise the grandkids. We're dropping off at school right now, actually. But
that's a very busy and rewarding profession you have, then.
Wonderful.
Yeah, very nice. How many grandkids do you have?
Two.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna play a little game we like to call "Beat the Show" here today, and the category is Smith Day. Apparently, it's National Smith Day, Patty. So, would you like to challenge me, or would you like to challenge Grandpa Kevin?
I will challenge you.
Okay, all right. We'll see you in about a minute, all right? Good luck, Kevin. Now, I have to remind you, it's the first of the year. You are the scoreboard.
Yep, I have some almonds over here, and I am going to place them in the order of right answers and wrong answers.
I don't,
because I don't have another scoreboard.
Whatever your method is.
I mean, that works, right?
Yeah, all right. You also have to write down her answers if they're wrong, you know.
I'll remember them.
Okay. Good luck. See you in a minute.
All right, Patty. Here we go. Who starred alongside Brad Pitt in the 2005 movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
I don't know.
Okay, this Smith is known for being a part of the duo Jay and Silent Bob. Name him.
The grandkids are bailing on me.
The grandkids are bailing on you. All right, next question. What NFL team was Emmitt Smith on for most of his career?
I'll have to pass.
Okay, what character was Will Smith in the 2019 Aladdin movie?
Oh, and they could have answered that, and they just laughed. I don't
know on that one. Okay, what country singer is known for the songs like World on Fire and Whiskey on You?
I've known that one, too. I don't. Not a good category for me today.
Okay, that's okay.
Is your last name Smith?
No.
That would be hilarious if it was.
Okay. All right, hold on for a second, Patty. We'll see if I can match your
performance. She only got through five.
Ooh. Ooh.
So you do have some room, maybe, ooh, just right, to get through all of them, and that could help you.
Boy, I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on me, Kevin.
A lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, you ready?
I am, yeah.
Who starred alongside Brad Pitt in the 2005 movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Angelina Jolie.
This Smith is known for being a part of the duo Jay and Silent Bob. Name him.
Huh? Pass.
What NFL team was Emmitt Smith on for most of his career?
Cowboys.
What character was Will Smith in the 2019 Aladdin movie?
Oh, wow.
Getting all seven of them.
pass on that one? Okay. What country singer is known for songs like World on Fire and Nate Whiskey Smith on You? Okay. Granny Smith is a type of apple. What is another kind of apple?
Red.
Jaden Smith was in the 2010 film Karate Kid. What Rush Hour actor played Mr. Han in that movie?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know.
You're right, you don't. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was something.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, Steve, somehow I would have done great on that category, but...
Really?
I think I would have missed one.
Okay. That's impressive. I mean, that's a good way to start off the year.
Yeah, very good, Kevin. Wow.
Yeah. Let's see how Jay did, and let's see how Patty did.
I will be tracking this with...
Almonds?
Almonds,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's nuts, but that's all right.
Almonds, so if you passed or got it wrong, the almond faces up and down.
Okay.
And if you got it right, the almond faces sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, horizontal and vertical.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, there's
Patty's that. Makes a very straight line.
Oh, dang it. Oh, man.
Who starred alongside Brad Pitt in the 2005 movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Kevin? This is where you give the answers.
Oh, I do? Steve doesn't do it?
No, you. Oh, no, the scoreboard does it.
I mean, I can tell you.
Oh, so. Well, I mean, yeah, Jay got it right. Angelina Jolie. We could just record this part and play it over and over.
Oh, no.
Patty passed.
Oh.
She didn't know.
It's all right. It's all good. This Smith is known for being a part of the duo Jay and Silent Bob. Name him.
Kind of famous guy. I mean,
yeah,
Kevin,
you know,
Smith.
This one?
And, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he was just here in Spokane at the... Comedy,
Kevin
comedy
Smith.
Club. Kevin Smith. Yeah, he was the guy who did all those movies, and then he had a heart attack, Jay,
okay,
and lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, he's, wow!
He's doing good. He's
no,
a, he's
I don't
a
know
funny
Kevin
guy.
Smith. No,
really,
never heard of him.
You haven't seen any of those movies that he did?
No.
Wow. Huh. Okay, that surprises me a little.
Okay.
Again, nobody got that right.
So vertical almonds.
Yes.
Okay, got it. What NFL team was Emmitt Smith on for most of his career?
Well, when I take a look here at these, let's see, Patty's Nuts are vertical and wrong. But Jay's Nuts, horizontal.
Ah.
Dallas Cowboys.
2-0.
What character was Will Smith in the 2019 Aladdin movie?
Dallas Cowboys.
I believe we had two passes on that one, right?
We did, yeah. Everybody passed.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if it was the genie or Jafar, but I was like, it wasn't Jafar. He wasn't. But then I was just couldn't convince myself one way or the other. Yeah, is he the genie?
He was the genie.
He was the genie. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And what country singer is known for songs like World on Fire, Whiskey on You?
Oh, I was on fire on this
Jay
one.
Jay got this before you even said the words. Yeah. He knew it was Nate Smith.
Come on, Nathan.
Unfortunately, Patty did not.
Oh, 3-0.
Granny Smith is a type of apple. What is another kind of apple?
I just started to give Jay a point for this. But then he didn't really say anything other than red.
Well, I mean, I wasn't wrong.
Is a red a type of apple? I think it's red delicious.
Red delicious, yeah.
Red delicious.
I mean, technically, I mean, Granny Smith is green.
Right.
So, I don't know. Does he deserve half a point?
Am I going to need it?
I don't know how I'm going to do that with these nuts. I'm going to turn it like that.
Well, yeah, you could just do diagonal, yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Uh-huh.
Jaden Smith was in the 2010 film Karate Kid. What Rush Hour actor played Mr. Han in that movie?
Good old Jackie Chan. Oh, man, I do love that movie. I was worried about it because I like The Karate Kid. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And when they came out with another Karate Kid, I was like,
yeah, right.
I don't know, man. But they did a good job on it. I really enjoyed it. And Jackie Chan was a big part of that.
Okay. Yeah, you would have done very well, Kevin. Nicely done.
Unfortunately, Patty did not do as well. Send you these almonds if you'd like.
They may or may not be eaten.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been touched.
They have been fondled, so I don't know if that's a real thing you're interested in or not. Gee, sorry about that, Patty. Mr. Smith was not, or Smith was not a great category today, but, I mean, no offense to Steve, just wasn't good for either of us. Would you like to pick a number, please, and that person, if it's you, could win a Coyote Country beanie?
Six.
Six it is. Listen, have a great day, and I hope you have more fun with your grandkids when you pick them up from school.
Well, I could have done better if they wouldn't have bailed on me.
I know. Yeah, how dare they want to be on time? That's terrible.
Doggone kids.
Tardiness would have gotten somebody a beanie, but I don't know. All right. Thanks, Patty. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Caller 6, 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Our 8-year-old Pop-Tarts. Okay.
I don't know if people have ever searched that.
Well, yeah, I get to be the first one.
Kevin James.
Yes, even though they might not taste as fresh, 8-year-old Pop-Tarts are generally considered safe to eat as long as the package is intact and there are no visible signs of damage or mold.
Yeah, well, people are dumb.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin, stat of the day time. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hey there.
Sorry,
You got a scorecard in your mouth?
I decided to eat the scorecard.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, boy, those almonds, they just float around in there, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I would take a drink of something, but I'm a dum-dum, and I don't have any liquid right now, so... Bear with me.
Oh, just because you don't have liquid doesn't make you a dum-dum.
That's true. That is true. All right, well, 28% of people say today is the day that they're going to do it.
Give up on their New Year's resolution.
I was thinking the same thing.
Give it up, baby.
It was funny because I went to get something to drink over there at the kitchen. And our buddy Dave has his office right next to the kitchen there, poor guy. And when I went up there, this is what I heard as I was standing at the edge of the kitchen there. I heard this.
Was he ripping paper up?
Yeah. And I said, tearing up your New Year's resolution.
That's funny. to the guy that may be the most disciplined man
without
of
question.
All time.
Yeah, for sure. And he just laughed and said, yeah, that didn't take long. And I was like, no, there's no way that's him.
Well, I will tell you, you're in the right ballpark, but it's a little different. 28% of people said they will be starting or restarting their New Year's resolution today. First Monday back to work.
Okay,
you know, you do that. Yeah, it's my New Year's resolution. And you start.
And then there's a weekend.
Like last week. Yeah, there's a weekend.
Everything was off.
It was just, it was a little too much to maybe stick to it. Yeah. So they were like,
well, I could see that.
Today. Today's the day that I actually am going to start it.
I could definitely see
or that. Or restart it. Like where you started it, you blew it. And now you're like, okay, do over.
You started it and it was the second. So you're like, Thursday. Yep. Thursday and then Friday and then no and then back at it again.
Yeah, I mean we're only 6 days in.
I could totally see that.
It's the first Monday of the year.
Right. It feels like it's the time to begin, actually.
It does. It just you're back to a normal schedule.
Yep.
Kids
feels
are
right.
back in school if you got if you're dealing with that. And so it's like it does. It kind of seems like the natural starting point.
I agree. Yeah.
And anybody who did it since the first kudos.
Yeah, I feel like that was bonus.
You got a head start.
Yeah, I feel like that was bonus time.
Extra credit.
Yeah, exactly, Steve. Well done. Good work. For everybody else, I think today's day one. I feel like that's a good way to look at it. Instead of, because I think some people are like, man, I only lasted 2 days and the weekend was tough. That's all right. Yeah, you're fine.
Let's just lie.
Give yourself a little bit of a break.
I did one of those where I felt kind of bad last night and the fact that, you know, everybody at my house is trying to eat healthier.
Yep.
Because they weren't for a while. I was trying, but, you know, it's always difficult when there's a lot of people in the house and you're not all eating the same things. I feel like we make like three meals every night.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's kind of weird, right? Like the granddaughter, she wants one thing. They want something else, and then I want my thing. It's like,
Yeah, that's a pain.
So they're like, this is dumb. We just need to get on track with eating, you know, healthier stuff and good for both of us. We need to lose.
Well, it's really
weight.
Hard when you have multiple adults.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's, you know, if it's like, oh, my wife and I and our kids, it's easy to go, well, we're making one thing. If you don't like it, you know, you can have this. But when it's a bunch of adults, it's harder to just, you know, say, this is what we're making. And if you don't like it, have cereal.
And so what I finally decided was, guys, I'm just going to do my own thing. The problem
it's
is
fair.
My son's girlfriend is so sweet, and she makes all the dinners and stuff.
Right.
And she's like, I feel horrible, you know, if you're making something else. When I'm like, you know, she feels bad that I am not going to eat the food or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's just being nice. And
right.
I'm like, listen, it doesn't matter. If you make something super healthy and I want to eat it, I'll maybe eat some of it.
Yeah.
But I go, for the most part, I'm just going to do my thing. You guys do your thing. We'll be good. Well, last night I had some salmon, so I did my thing. I made salmon. I ate it. It was wonderful. They were making some salsa chicken in the crock pot.
Okay.
But it was going to take a couple hours.
Sure,
because they had done some stuff, got home too late to start it, and they were just starving. And I see it. I see the wheels turning. And she goes,
3 hours for crock pot chicken or goes, steal some of Kevin's salmon.
Do you want to get, you ain't touching my salmon.
Hands off my fish,
no,
bro.
No. There's not enough to share. They just go, you want to get pizza?
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, well, it starts tomorrow, guys.
It starts on Monday. Doesn't count yet.
Well, pizza, I mean, tomato. And
right, all the veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The veggies. I do think they might have had some veggies on there.
There you go.
Okay.
Pretty healthy. You're right, Steve.
You're welcome.
All depends how you look at it.
Never mind.